So Andrei Pavlik's been cleared by the doctors and the coaches to play. He'll come off IR today. Hellebuck's going to be assigned to the Moose on the near term. Somewhere in the next two or three games, both Pavlik and Hutchinson, based on his play in Colorado, will get games. And then we'll make decisions where we are going forward after that. Three goaltenders, very, very difficult to keep any of the three sharp. And I know that that both Pav and Hutch will get games here on the early part of this road trip. And then they'll all have their own net to stay sharp.
Was there ever a thought to send Pav on a conditioning sign?
We sat down and tried to map out a plan that he felt and that we felt most comfortable for him to be right and decided on this one.
What are the keys for Andre in getting back in the net following the game?
What's that?
What are the keys for Andre?
Just how he's moved in the last, you know, he skated on our off days, got pushed really, really hard, kind of past that point. And for a guy who's played enough games, who's got enough experience, he can kind of tell when he's ready and got through enough of the battle drills and the cross crease. And then at the end of the day, he's just got to get into a net. He feels good. His legs are strong. His stamina is good. So he's just got to play.
Will he play Saturday?
We'll make that decision tomorrow. Make that announcement tomorrow is probably a better way to put that.
We always hear in training camp that there's nothing like game action
yep.
to really test yourself. Is that tougher for goaltenders, especially when coming off of such a long game?
Yeah, there's a challenge to it, for sure. He's been out a while. But, you know, that's why you design the drills that you do. You push him the way almost drills to failure that he can't get to the puck, and it's as game-like as it can be. And he's really been strong, and, you know, Wade's come in after each of the last four or five practices, maybe longer, and say he's right there. He's ready. He's getting close. So we wanted to make sure that when he went in as best as we possibly could, we knew that he had all the strength and stamina that he needed to be good.
We all know what he did for you guys in that playoff run last year. Psychologically, what does it do for this team to see him back in the net?
Yeah, you've seen around the league what can happen to teams when their number one guys go down for an extended period of time. We were fortunate because in some ways we survived it with some great goaltending early on by Michael and then Connor, for sure. But it's good to get a veteran guy back and an excitement in the room.
What's the message to Connor today, Paul?
Well, first of all, really, really impressed with what he was able to do. You go back to the start of the year to where he is right now and where we see his future. He's done a great job. There's some growth there for sure. And we think he'll make that leap, and he's gonna be able to get stronger and do all the things and really become a goaltender that will compete in the future to be our number one guy. And I won't put a limit on when that is. I mean, he's not that far off. So he's played well. His personality, his work ethic is really good. We know he's going to get better. He needs to be in a net. He needs to have the full net the entire time to continue that development. But we know so much more about him now than we did at the start of the season. And I'm a lot more comfortable going forward with a better idea of who he is as a player and where he fits.
Is it easier for a young player now to understand that some of the decisions are based on waivers and you know, a little bit of that kind of the...
Well, I think it's easier for a young player that got in the bulk of games that he did and played as well as he did. After four or five, I'm not sure if we had really truly have known as much about him as we do now. He had a nice big chunk of games. Took our time explaining it to him. He's thankful for the opportunity and was excited. He said, I'm just going to keep trying to get better, which is the answer that you want.
Do you ask the Moose at all how to use him?
No, he's going to be used as a number one guy, I would think. He'll go down, and Comrie's been really good there, and they see a lot of work down there. They get a lot of pucks. He'll go down and you know, continue on what it's like to be a number one guy playing that hole.
Is housekeeping Myers and Truba just maintenance? Or?
Yeah, we believe so, yeah.
And Truba was from the shot he blocked, I assume?
Sure. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we expect them both to be able to play tomorrow.
Is there any danger in Connor going down on the note that he's going down on?
So for me, it was a high note. You know, big game in St. Louis. He got pulled, but it wasn't. I've done it to him three times, and none of them have I walked and looked in and said, boy, he's got to have all those. You know, that he's had an off night. I've made changes just to change the the direction of the game. He was his soul. But at the end of the day, those are the things the players learn to deal with, right? It can't be a perfect path of ease. There has to be some challenge in there, and I have no fear for it in the future, because he's going to have far more challenging nights when he has to go back in after a night, and we need the win, so we're training him for that.
How did you know it was time right now for Andre?
Because the first time I heard he was ready was a little while ago, and then we pushed him some more, and there gets to be a point that it's just, you're just doing the same things over and over again, and he can only be so ready.
Well, a number of guys after last night's game suggested that the Bruins hit a level that they just couldn't match for a team, like you said, needing wins. How do you interpret that as a coach?
So you go back and look at that game and that third period, and we will always look at the things that we can do better. That was the best period of hockey teams played against us this year in terms of being on the puck and on the sticks. I mean, they knocked everything down. And sometimes you get beat. We got beat. Like, we've had games where I wasn't happy with our level and our performance. But the shots are 30 to whatever they are through two. We were going as hard as we could, and they could. They got it to another level on us, and we're chasing the game now. It's not even at that point. So things change, and what they got good at was, I mean, that was as solid a defensive, close gap period of hockey that I've seen the team play against us all year. So there's areas that we got to get better. I've said that before, and I'm going to say it all year. There's always places that you can get better pucks to the net. But it's not always, sometimes the other team deserves to win, and they beat us and deserve to win in a game that I thought we came out right and came out hard.
You've always been an advocate of Mark Stewart. Last night he played season low 10 minutes and no special teams. Imagine that was by design.
No, Mark, like a few guys, struggled early out of the gate, so we just cut it back. This is decisions that we make. You know, we are moving our PK around a little bit. Our PK was outstanding in St. Louis. Gave up 3 shots and 1 went in. And last night, I don't know that it was stellar, gave up 14 shots and didn't get beat by the best PK power play team in the league. So we are moving people around on our special teams.
How do you make sense of Connor McDavid, an 18-year-old that comes back out of injury and seems like he never missed a beat?
Oh, I saw him play in that rookie tournament, just a game, and watched a fair amount of the Oilers when he was in. You're gonna ask me if I'm fortunate enough to be in this league for a long time. Every time we play Edmonton, how do you stop this guy? And I'm not sure there's an easy answer to that just as yet. I mean, he... Talk about the complete package that he's got, that blinding speed with those hands. He's just going to be he could play for zero and not get paid, not get a dime for salary. If he just got paid on the number of reruns on the highlights of his, he'd make a whole lot more money. What do they call that with the music guys get money?
Royalties.
Just royalties on some of those. Gets him a buck of royalty, he'd make a whole lot more money.